This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The U.S. Postal Service is ending post office services at Staples stores by March. American Postal Workers Union protested the program for years, as about 500 Staples stores did postal work that post office employees normally provided. Kentucky House of Representatives passed a right-to-work bill, the first step in a process that could deal a major blow to labor unions in that state. Until recently, a rise in salaries one month would peter out the next, but the upward trajectory in 2016 reflects wage gains, even for Americans at the low end of the pay scale. Leisure and hospitality workers, for example, saw hourly earnings jump 4.4% from a year earlier, equal to the increase enjoyed by employees in the hot technology sector. Researchers tracked 40,000 seniors who scored in the top 10% on the ACT or SAT test, and most of whose families' earnings fell in the bottom third of the income distribution. Most received packets telling them how to identify schools that match their interest, with information about those colleges' academic offerings and graduation rates and estimated cost. The control group didn't get any of this material. The impact was astonishing. Those who received the packet were 78% more likely to be accepted by a top-ranked university, where the overall graduation rate was 15% higher than at less selective institutions. When the information was provided with a waiver of application fees, the effect was even greater. Another bathroom bill, this time in Texas, was announced by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, similar to one that caused a political uproar in North Carolina and led to widespread boycotts there by companies, entertainers, sports events, and gay rights groups, which said the bill discriminated against transgender people who use bathrooms that correspond with their gender identity. Although 46 states and D.C. ban texting by drivers, only 14 prohibit the use of any mobile device while driving. A new California law will prohibit the use of cell phones, banning drivers from even holding mobile devices while driving. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.